Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The energy of this meeting can be whatever you want it to be. Depends upon your state of mind. I've said it before, dear one, I know who's here, I know who you are. And I ask, why did you come? Was it social, or was there more? Now, this particular channeling will be filled with information, as it always is. But there is also something else that we offer. We're coming to a close of your calendar year, 2014. It's normally a time for reflection. And in this particular room, the energy that we wish to generate with the entourage around you is congratulations. I want you to sit and bask in honor. And in these next moments, I would like you to try to disengage from what you're going to do next. To try to disengage from the issues and the problems that you came with. If you've got pain in your body, disengage. If you've got pain in your heart, disengage. Not for long. Corporally, we understand fully that you are what you are and you must go through what you go through. But you have the power to disengage it for a while. Let these be one of those moments, these times. No matter what the message is to follow and whatever is said, there is another energy which pervades the room. It sits and hovers over you, looks at you, remembers you, thankful for you, knows you. And so even as we begin the information, we ask that the multiplicity of the messages that are going out be felt and understood and joined to their fullest for these few moments. 25 years ago, I came in with a message that became a slogan, as you would say. It says, you're never alone. You have no idea what that really means. You are built to feel alone. One consciousness, one body, surrounded by a billion angels. And they are beyond your reach in 3D, but they are there. They're not there to judge, not even to watch. They simply are, because of who you are. If you were here, dear ones, this is a review for the next moment or two. If you're listening to this and you are not in this meeting, we need to present something. And we're going to start with a premise. There are some scientists and researchers who believe that the human brain contains everything it ever could. That is to say that there is genius, intelligence, manifestation over physics, mastery in every single human being locked away. And that somehow, depending upon the chemistry and the energy that is multidimensional in every human brain, somehow there is a posturing of energy so that it is it's locked out. And that perhaps, just perhaps, that certain energies will come along and unlock it. This is a theory. Now that opposes the other theory that the human brain is what it is and gets added unto with processes that you don't know about in evolution to come. And that you are no smarter than its ability to be smart. There's nothing in there beyond what you see. Of those two theories, I will tell you the former one is the accurate one. Sometimes it comes out in odd ways, dear ones, and you see it, and you don't know what to make of it. A brain injury will cause an Akashic remembrance to be triggered, and an artist will spring up, and they were never an artist before. Sometimes something will happen. A hit on the head, a blow, perhaps, it will create a genius where there was none before. These are the small evidences you have that perhaps the former theory is absolutely true. That inside you is everything waiting to come out. You take a look at spontaneous remission and you think it's a miracle. How could the body possibly cure itself of some of the worst situations and imbalances and disease known to mankind overnight? And yet it happens repeatedly. So you come into the area of what we've been teaching is spiritual logic. Take a look. Take a look at what I've said. The energy that is on this planet is what has locked your DNA at approximately 34%. With the master walking on the planet being at 90 and living hundreds of years, you're in the 30s. And we have said that over and over and over. That is the premise at which we begin. Now for some physics. And I'll call this spiritual physics. So it's not too complicated. 1993. We gave you a book called The End Times. And we made some statements. We talked about the magnetic grid of the earth. We said it had to be there for human life, and it does. Science now agrees. We went on to give you the esoterics of it. What my partner calls the woo-woo part. That in your DNA, a multidimensional molecule is everything that the universe knows. It carries your Akashic record, all of your lifetimes, all of your spiritual purpose, your being, your karma, everything is in your DNA. This will never be proven. We also told you that the magnetic grid of the earth, literally that energy that is multidimensional that you sit in, transfers energy to your DNA. So the grid then becomes the energy transfer system. That should have cued something to those who are paying attention. For if the grid changes, dear ones, you do. I told you the grid would change more in 10 years than it had in 100. It did. You can measure it with a compass between 93, even 89 if you wish, and 2002. More progress did it have then than any other time in human history that's ever been measured. We said this would be, and it is. Those paying attention should have known. Something was happening. I said in that transmission to you back then that you would have no Armageddon, and you did not. There would be no World War III. There wasn't. We We told you there was a potential for human beings to pass the marker and start a new energy on the planet and peace on Earth. This is where you sit today. All of those years ago, this is where you sit today. Listening to this message of what might be next. So I'll label the channel right now, the energy of the future. Last week I gave you a channeling that was, what is next? I talked about the next 3 years. This talks about the energy which is going to be manifested in that amount of time and beyond. Some of the changes and why they are taking place. You may want to listen to this channel a number of times to put it together. So what have we established? Number one, locked into the human brain is brilliance and mastery, working at approximately 34%. Number two, the magnetic grid of the planet postures everything to do with your DNA. It also picks up the energy of human nature, what you want, what you have created. And this is what we will call the lock on DNA. When your human consciousness and spiritual maturity starts to move, your DNA starts to change. It unlocks certain parts that have been locked. The parts that I just told you about that you've seen and you don't understand. Now let's go this step further. The last 2 years we have told you about the nodes and the nulls, the time capsules of the planet opening. We told you who put them there. That the creative source itself is responsible, and that they sat there for over 100,000 years waiting to be opened if you would pass the marker, and you did. And they are opening. Slowly we have matched up the pairs all over the planet of the places where they are and the energies they create. They're beginning to open. What do? I'll tell you. They pour out information on to the magnetic, crystalline, and Gaia grids of this planet. The three active intrapersonal grids of this planet, the ones that interface with you and your consciousness. That's where the information goes. Isn't it interesting? Not into your consciousness, but into the grid. Now, this allows for free choice. For it's not put upon the planet, it is put upon the grid. With free choice, any human can ignore anything I'm saying, walk out of this room and say, he's a fraud, this is ridiculous. It's stupid. And sitting next to them will be somebody this day who will be healed. That's the difference. Free choice. To accept or reject things that resound or do not resound to your consciousness. Now for the review. If you could see multidimensional energies and you had the ability to stand back and watch your solar system as it raced around the middle of the galaxy, you could see a ribbon of energy that you are currently intersecting. This solar system, you might say, has been in a bubble. The bubble is of energy. It is an astronomical measurement. It is known by science. It is seen, has its name. As the bubble dissipates and you move into a new area of space, this ribbon of energy that you are now intersecting is different. In fact, it represents high energy. Some would even call it radiation. Your solar system moves into it, firmly into it, and it's the first time that it has ever occurred with humans on the Earth. It takes millions of years for your solar system to make one revolution around the center. You were not here the last time this took place. you could see what was here, you really weren't here. You are now. Sentient with consciousness, with the Creator seed in you. And here comes the radiation right on schedule. And we have said this, we have channeled this. This is not new information, but now we put it together. The first thing that this radiation intercepts is the largest thing in your solar system, and that's your sun. The sun is a nuclear engine. It has the most energy. And this particular radiation interfaces with your sun, and immediately the sun changes its energy. The sun then blasts this new information within the radiation through the solar wind, or what you call the heliosphere, right to the earth. Intercepted it is by your magnetic grid. One grid overlaps another. The informational transformation is complete through something called inductance, and now it's in your grid. Review. Whatever the ribbon was carrying in energy is now in your grid. Now, what did we just tell you about the magnetic grid? It communicates to your DNA. Let me tell you what the message is that is being communicated. Unlock to 44%. That is the message. That the race has passed the marker and is ready for the next step. And this human being that I am talking about is the old soul. It is you this time. It is you the next time. It is some of your children who are starting to feel this, accept this. And let me tell you, in this lesson today, in the next step, and the next step, what does it create? The first thing that unlocking this starts to create very slowly is what we're going to call Akashic acuity. You're going to start remembering. And it's about time. Can you celebrate this? It's about time that when you're born, you don't start from scratch. You remember. I want to talk to some individuals who are listening to this and in this room. Have your grandchildren had the audacity to tell you who they used to be? Don't raise your hand. I know you're here. They feel it. They know it. And out of the mouth of these babes comes the most profound information that this planet has ever heard. They knew who they were. Some point their finger at you and say, "Don't you remember I was your mom?" That's a bit disconcerting, isn't it? Especially when you look in their eyes and you go, "Mom? What is going on?" I want you to remember one of the premises of incarnation, the one that we've given you over and over and that the ancients have forever. You incarnate in family groups. That means you reincarnate in family groups. There's a reason for this. It's a good reason. So there is comfort. There's joy. So you don't have to learn who each person is all over and all over, because the family stays together and you can accomplish more that way. There's a reason. Every single reason of the system that we have for you, which is esoteric, whether it's the grid, whether it's reincarnation, or whether it's simply why you're here, is benevolent. Did you hear that? It's not about judgments, not about punishment. It is benevolent with the love of God for you. And what I'm about to tell you is what is changing in energy. So we have established that you're moving into this new radiation. We've established that it intersects the sun. The sun intersects your magnetic field. The magnetic field talks to your DNA. And suddenly, some of the DNA is being unlocked. The attributes of unlocking. Akashic acuity will help you to remember who you've been. Now, with this remembrance doesn't just come who you were. It comes what you did. And I don't mean physically. I mean mentally. Old souls carry with them experience. You look into the eyes of a child, a current one these days, and you're going to see wisdom just waiting to break out. Dear ones, these children are different. They're not going to go through what you did. They have a whole other set of issues, and most of their issues are trying to navigate old energy you create for them. There's something we brought up called the wisdom factor. Now, the wisdom factor is caused by Akashic Acuity. Over and over, lifetime after lifetime, if you start remembering the wisdom that you had gained through past lifetimes, not necessarily who you were, but the fact that you were at all, the thing that's going to transfer over the best is experience. Imagine a child coming into the planet knowing how to read. Imagine a child coming into the planet knowing not to touch something hot. Where did it come from? You're going to see more of it. Akashic acuity is remembrance that is experiential of past lifetimes. As the child grows, that becomes pure wisdom. As the child starts to awaken and the pineal opens, something else happens. The grid starts talking to the child through the DNA, and in the grid is the information from the time capsules. The time capsules start feeding you increased wisdom and knowledge. You don't have to reincarnate to awaken even further Akashic acuity. Suddenly, you know more than you should. This is the plan. It's a fast-track system, an energy system for a planetary ascension. It's going to take a long time. It's happening now. You're going to see this begin to happen. 2015, 2016, 2017, you're going to see it so many places a little. These energies take a long time. They're not all going to happen fast and instant. Some of you will be convinced the world is simply still going to a dark place, and you're all going with it. Because you don't see the changes for what they are. You don't understand. We've said it before. When you shine a lot of light in a dark place, the things that were in the dark object. And that's what you're seeing, and you'll see more of it. They were always there. They just didn't have a light on them that you're going to put. Akashic acuity creates wisdom, and that wisdom translates into something else, and we're going to try to tell you what it is and how it works, because you're missing some things, and you don't even know it. How do I present this case? When organisms became more complex, they worked better. More cells together coalesced, communicated, I worked better. Systems became more elaborate and more mature. You end up with the human being who finally has what we would call sentience, that is to say, you're aware that you are here. Awareness of self is one of the first attributes of spiritual intelligence. And here you sit with it. Today you are much higher than those animals just below you. You look into their eyes and you can see emotion and love and you can see intelligence, but they don't know who they are. Not really. Not like you do. Your brain is the best one on the planet. And that happened because it got more complex and systems worked together, and they did work together, and here you are. Now, why do I tell you this? Because this is not reflected at all socially. Did you ever notice that the larger an organization is, the more dysfunctional it becomes? Now, may I make the point to you that this is exactly the opposite from what has happened over time with cellular structure. There's something missing. Your cells coordinate with each other. One knows what the other is doing. There's a chemical balance, and they all try to balance together. That's the beauty of a system that has coalescence. Coalescence is that which puts together everything so all have the same information and work to the same goal. How can you have trillions and trillions of cells in the human body all working together, living for a long time, cooperating, doing its best to stay alive, and yet you put several hundred people together and they're dysfunctional? And you know I'm right. The larger it is, the worse it works. And then you get into government. I don't have to tell you. It would appear in some cases that the organization is actually stupid because there's too many of them trying to do the same thing. What is wrong with this picture? And let me tell you, because this is going to change. A new word. We're going to call it coalescing consciousness. Human beings are going to start having the same kind of attributes your cells enjoy. They'll be connected. They will start to know what the other one is thinking, not personally, not privately, but computationally, intellectually, and cooperate. You'll find something very soon that you never thought could happen. Large organizations starting to function well. We have spoken about a day when there would be managerless corporations. This is all part of it, dear one. Can you imagine a situation where no one is in charge? That could only happen if all of the individuals knew the issues. You see what I'm saying? This, dear ones, is the wisdom factor. Can you imagine how this will affect everything? Let's start at the bottom, relationships, business and otherwise. Companies, governments, whatever organization you can think of, start to work together as it should have been from the beginning because of this coalescent consciousness. If consciousness is physics, that means there are rules. It can be changed. You know that radiation that's coming your way? You know that magnetic grid that it's going to hit? All of these are going to start unlocking your DNA, and that is what to expect. And you might say, is it going to be in my lifetime? I can hardly wait to see a functional government. And I will tell you, of course it's going to be in your lifetime. You may look a little different. You're all coming back. I know. When I see you on my side of the veil, you're not going to miss the party. You're not going to miss the party. You're coming back. Imagine a young body with the knowledge that you gained this time around, where you won't have to make the same mistakes. Coming in fresh, clean, looking good. You're not going to miss this party. Every single time when I've seen you on my side of the veil, you can hardly wait to go at it again. Especially if there's some redemption coming. And what I mean by that is you spent a lot of time fighting the old energy not to enjoy what you paid for. Yeah. There's more. Let me just take a moment to sit in congratulations. Wisdom is evolution. It's not getting smarter. It's getting wiser. We told you last week that the metaphor of all of this is the children in the playground. And it is. It remains that. You really understand this. Kids grow up. You were one of them. Can you remember what it was like in the playground? Do you remember the bullies? Do you remember feeling inadequate? Or maybe you were a bully. And you acted out whatever it was you did in your juvenile consciousness. And it changed as you grew up. And as you became adults, you didn't do those things anymore because you knew better, because you were wiser. Now think of humanity that never got out of the playground until now. Now you are given the tools of the maturity that you've earned. You're not going to have a humanity go into this wisdom as long as they are a warring, barbarian humanity. That's all you've done, by the way. You learned how to kill each other better and better and better through the years. And suddenly, the consciousness is changing to say, this is not what we want. Oh, believe me, there's going to be continuous argument with that. Just like in real life, you realize some of the bullies never grew up. You're seeing some of them on the planet right now. They would love to take this dark energy and just put it right back where it was before, make you afraid, and it's not going to happen that way. But they'll try. And that's what, by the way, is getting the news, and will. Wisdom. Your innate is going to start changing. Innate is the smart body intelligence. That's what you muscle test. The bridge between the corporeal and the innate is missing, and it's going to start being constructed. Let me put this in common terms. You'll eventually be your own medical intuitive. You'll know what's going on in every organ of your body, in every gland. You'll know if there's balance in your blood. Don't you think your brain should let you know that? It knows. It's always trying to balance itself. The only thing it left out is your consciousness. When you start operating at 44... this becomes a reality. This is just the beginning, dear ones. Imagine a human being that would know these things. You might look at them and say, they are a super person. How can they have that? Welcome to the future. Peace on earth, and we've said this before, is the beginning. It's a no-brainer, as we would say. It comes with wisdom, does it not? You stop beating yourself up in the playground when you got to be an adult. You didn't see Henry over there and remember he threw a rock as an adult and go beat him up. That's what you did when you were kids, not adults. You had a maturity, a little bit of elegance. That's what we are looking at for the planet. That's our prediction. Not right away. We are giving you the ABCs of how this works so that it will be real to you. So that you will understand it's not a magic potion of energy that's going to sweep over the earth and cause, you know, peace. It's not. The engine of it comes with your DNA, with your wisdom, with your incarnations, with what you decide to do. There will be many who'll decide to do nothing. And all their lives, they'll wonder why nothing works. We've told you over and over, finally, that the human attribute of what you can do about this is what people see in you. Are you always angry? Are you always worried? Part of Akashic wisdom, part of the coalescence, the coherence of consciousness creates a human being who is peaceful. This is very attractive. very attractive. Don't you really want to be with somebody who's always at peace? You want to go to work? Would you rather work with people who are peaceful, mature? Wouldn't it be great to, every once in a while, you'll meet somebody who spins in drama and you say, I haven't seen that in years. There'll come a day when you stop worrying about everything. You stop worrying because you know you're in control. That's working at 44%. Imagine what 90 would look like. You might even have control over physics, like the masters did. That's the energy of the future. That's what's coming. That's the message. Now, there are those who would say, how soon? It all sounds so good. I want you to remember, some of you were here 20 years ago. Well, my partner brought me to a room very similar to this, and for the first time, he allowed me to open up and give you messages. Oh, they were different. 20 years ago. And at that point in time, we gave you information, and all of that information is now in front of you. We saw the potentials of what would be, and it was not wasted. It happened. Spirit does not know the future. That's free choice. But we know the patterns that have happened before on other planets. We've seen what you're doing. We see an overview that no human being can see. We know what's going on in the cracks. We see things you wouldn't believe. All of which are pushing you forward. How soon? This is up to you. There are so many things in your favor, even that which happens in your solar system, which creates the energy, which you call astrology, points to all of the things that we give you now. There are helps for you. Energy that enhance you to push you forward with free choice. It's exactly what we told you could happen. And here you are. If we had to take a look at the phases of humanity, and as historians in 500 years will start to look at it, you'll have the barbarian age, which lasted thousands of years up to now. The precession of the equinoxes marked the beginning of a human consciousness that went into maturity. Then there was an age of getting used to it. I'm not going to tell you how long that's going to last. On other planets, amazingly short. The potential is there for you to get through this quickly. Dear ones, you have paid a price for this. All of the years, the lifetimes of working this puzzle. Now having the freedom to see the end of that. It takes adjustment. And in the adjustment, a recalibration, finding the new frequencies, getting out of fear. Finally, I will say to you something that I have said over and over, and I want you to hear it again and again and again. The darkness will try to win now that the light has been turned on. They have one tool which is potent, really potent. It can get to the highest of the high. It can get to the light worker, the healer, the channeler, everybody, if you let it. It's a four-letter word called fear. If you're afraid, they won. I want you to think about that. They know this. Let your light shine through this so fast, so amazing, that is no longer a four-letter word. It doesn't even exist. March through these times and remember them, for you've earned them. The entourage says thank you. Stay a moment and celebrate each other. And so it is.